what we're seeing is an increase in waiting times for services, and now facing into this year, the potential for many community hospital beds to be closing. Alongside this as well, what we've been seeing in the last while is a move from people out of private healthcare insurance because of the increasing costs there and the minister increasing costs. That's putting additional pressure on the public health service as well.
For a number of years now, the HSE has had its funding cut, and we've seen cuts implemented across the board. But it seems this year, more than any previous year, those cuts are going to come from frontline services. Those cuts are going to be noticed by the public.
Absolutely. And I mean, if you look at what Cal McGee said yesterday, the point he made was that savings over the last couple of years would have been primarily got through procurement savings and staff savings and savings in staff costs. This particular year, he expects that the $750 million being taken out of the health budget will be increasingly impacting on frontline services. The minister, when he came in and before he was elected, he was saying he was going to introduce universal health insurance and reform the health services. So far, all we've seen is cuts in this particular service plan across a range of services. And I'll be looking over the next few days now to see exactly what the impacts are and looking for clarification from the HSE as to what the impacts are for each of the hospitals in Donegal and also what the impact is going to be for Letterkenny General Hospital.